Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Wow. Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
Wow, we are, because this is, you know, every year I look forward to this show, Shri. This is one of those very special shows because we're at that beginning. You know, the new year is here, and let's face it, this new year has come with a lot of fanfare. There's been a lot of energy building up to this year, and we're here. We made it. Humanity made it. We're in 2016.
Well, right. You know, we just keep moving forward no matter what happens. And we have a number of things we want to share with you today, a number of observations and ideas and suggestions, or you could call them invitations if you like. But here we are at the beginning of 2016, and we are now really moving forward in what we like to refer to as the ascension escalator. Escalators is a rather soft way of saying things are increasing, energy is lifting, humanity is rising, and you can either be on the elevator or the escalator because at times your ears will pop.
Well, I think they're going to pop no matter what, you know, especially with what's going on. First of all, we want to just get it right out there. We've talked about this. We want to really share it with you. A lot of people have been asking us about this Matronian star. You know, we've been talking about the Matronian star. We've been talking about it opening. So I want to let you know for sure. We're going to talk more about that in today's show. So don't worry about that. I also want to remind you that we are live, and I think we actually have some open phone lines right now. So remember, you can call in and offer us some perspectives, ask a question, get a mini soul reading. Just pick up the phone, dial 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And if you call and you get a busy signal, it means the lines are full. And then just as soon as we talk to somebody, pick up the phone and try again so we can get you on the air.
So here we are, as I said, in January 2016. And I want to just back up for a moment and get us on the same page.
If you weren't here already.
Well, sometimes we tend to lose perspective if we don't take a little look over our left shoulder and our right shoulder before marching forward. And, you know, 2015 has been a dynamic year. How many of you remember what you were experiencing last January? I mean, just think on that for a second. January 2015, it seemed like the year just started off with a yes, and energy began moving, people began moving forward, and there was an enthusiasm and an excitement, and there was an awful lot of weather things going on. And then we moved through the Chakra Vastu energies and then began the ascension cycle. Now, I want to talk to you about this for a moment. The ascension cycle is essentially the opening of the higher chakras. The Chakra Vastu energies of 2016 offered a stabilization of...
You mean 2015.
Of 2015, pardon me. Yeah, a stabilization of the traditional chakra system moving into the ascended chakra system. And we have to be somewhat stable before we can lift. We have to be somewhat stable before we're willing to accept something new.
Well, you know, I got to jump in, Shri, because as you're sharing all of that, I think one of the things that we need to remember is that in the end, near the end of 2015, for the first time ever, the Divine Galactic Blueprint opened on the planet. This started in September. And if you have not watched any of our videos on YouTube, go back and watch them. Look at, especially starting our September predictions revelations, watch September, October, November, December, and especially watch the one that we just released for January. Because this is where that overlay started, Shri. You have to have the stabilization, yet in some respects, we had a destabilization with the opening of the Divine Galactic Blueprint, and especially when we hit the exploded crown.
Absolutely. Anytime a new energy comes in, it will feel destabilizing because the first reaction is something's changed, something's
right.
different.
Everything's changed.
And our emotional body and our ego begin to have a reaction, begin to wonder what happened to our stability. And so as these higher frequency energies come in full force, now that we're in 2016, remember the last months of 2015 opened the exploded crown, the additional chakras of the crown.
Now, if you're not sure, if you're sitting there going, wait a minute, I didn't track with that. What is the exploded crown? Let me take a moment and explain that to you. You know that the traditional crown chakra sits at the top of the head. Well, take a moment right now and you're going to go, wow, this is really funky, but just track with us for a minute on this. Go to the third eye, okay? The third eye is the point between the eyebrows. If you go to the third eye, from the third eye, if you, and here's how you can figure that out. If you take the palms of your hands, the base of the palms of your hands, and you place them at the top of your ears, I know this can be really silly, place them at the top of the ears. I'm actually doing it right now, guys. Place it at the top of your ears and point your hands out. Where those middle fingers are is where this energy goes from the third eye out to the tips of those fingers, and then from the tips of those fingers back up, and it forms a violet diamond. This violet diamond is what we refer to as the exploded crown chakra, because this is also a divine carrier of fifth dimensional energy. And this is extremely important to understand when we talk to you later in the show about the opening of the Matronian star. This is also why you saw lots of chaos near the end of 2015. And everything started getting pretty intense. You know, let's not forget December 13th. Let's not forget everything that happened in December. There was a lot of energy. And this whipping, so to speak, was because of what was coming forward here in 2016. It was because January was going to open up the Matronian star, which for the first time ever, we have an active portal to ninth dimensional energy open on the planet. And this is huge. And we're going to talk a lot about this in the second half of the show. However, as we give you some more of our revelations and predictions for the year ahead, it's important to understand that everyone, and I mean everyone on the planet, is basically charting new territory. These are new frequencies. These are ascended vibrations. These are new ways of living together, new ways of experiencing your life, new ways of growing. It's a very intense time and a very intense year ahead.
And so with that context, the understanding that the energies have been lifting, and in the last quarter of 2015, we saw the opening of these additional chakra points around the head, the crown chakra. Now, what happens when those points receive more energy is that people either are starting to become ever more aware of their guidance or ever more compliant with their limiting beliefs, because your limiting beliefs are what's sitting up there in your head, so to speak. And so these belief systems, these fundamental belief systems, you certainly are seeing a lot of energy directed through fundamentalism on our planet right now. And that has intensified, as has the energy of fear. Because whenever we receive high frequency energy, ascension frequencies, if it is met through an egoic filter, then fear will result, because the frequency can't be, it's new. It challenges the paradigms of fear and lack. And so if it's like someone has energetically confronted an ego. And so that, I just wanted to offer that as a foundation, because that was what got triggered in the last very end of 2015. And as we move into 2016 now with the Matronian star, which is the portal of connection above the exploded crown. So play with this for a second. We've had an opportunity to open our divine connection, an opportunity to open to guidance, open to spirit. And now there's a portal, a star-like portal opening right above your crown.
And we're going to talk a lot more about that in the second half of the show. What's important to remember in this moment, my angels, is that here we are in January. And whether you're listening to this right now in January or in any month during the year, here's something that happened. We entered this year in retrograde energy. Now, the official retrograde for January will begin on January 5th. However, we've already been in the shadow of the turn. We actually entered the new year in the turn of the retrograde. This is extremely important because it's a freeing energy. This retrograde, which the exact turn is January 5 to 25, is actually a retrograde that has the opportunity to bring with it extraordinary resurrection. It will resurrect your life. It will resurrect everything if you call in support. You need to be willing to ask for support, understand the support that you need, and not be afraid to bring it to you. January is about calling in support, having the support, stabilizing, because the energy of January, which began in the energy of retrograde, which is saying we have the opportunity to really resurrect, is the blessing for all divine light workers. Now, because we're in this heightened time of polarity, the exact opposite of that is also true. It means we could see a great return or almost a spiraling to values of old.
Like a regression, repeat, redo.
A huge regression is really the answer. It's you could see people regressing into very old belief systems, things that they perceived as safe. In the United States, you're seeing a loss of civil rights. You're seeing a repeal of things, right? You're looking at even Roe v. Wade, the monumental decisions that could very much all be reversed. And that's why this is so important to pay attention. Resurrection or just the opposite, the reverse. And so you're going to see it's like two wheels spinning in opposite directions, but they keep meeting each other. And this is what's happening right now is you have these two wheels and they're spinning and spinning and spinning. And one is spinning in resurrection. And the other one is going in the exact opposite direction, reverse. Well, in the center where those two wheels meet is friction. That friction can create one of two things: a sacred fire of illumination that frees one from the bonds of density, or a fire of destruction that pulls them down into that energy. That's what's spinning in 2016. That's what's already going in 2016. And I think before we go any further, we should spin our way around to some of our amazing callers and say hello.
Absolutely. You know, let's head up to Canada and pick up line two where Mukpali is waiting.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome to the show.
Wow, I can't believe it. Hello, Sri and Kira. I love you guys. Big fan. A first time calling in. I just felt guided to call in today. So I would love a mini soul reading.
Oh, Angel. Thank you. First of all, thank you for calling. It's just a delight to hear your voice and connect with your energy. And you know what's so beautiful as we're connecting with your energy? The only way I can describe this is there is this, and the word they want me to give you is legion. There's like this legion of angelic presence that is like lined up all around you. And they keep saying, do not be afraid and keep walking forward. That there is this moment of, it's interesting, the word they're giving me is flexibility around the direction of your life right now, and especially for 2016. And they're saying that the more that you are flexible and the more that you are available, the greater the flow, the greater the expansion, and to have absolutely no fear because they are here, you are guided, and you are supported. You know, you've already done a really good job calling in what you needed in January, and that's called support because you've got, I mean, my goodness, you called in a whole legion of incredible support. So I encourage you to really look with great joy toward the decisions you're making right now and to recognize that be flexible and be available to all of the beauty that's seeking to manifest through you right now. And it's an honor to have this moment with you. Thank you, my love.
Wow, thank you. That really resonates so much for me right now. Much love to you both.
And to you, my angel.
Many
Namaste.
Blessings.
Namaste.
Well, indeed. Indeed. To start off the year with a legion of angelic support, I love it.
What a blessing. Yeah. I mean, talk about power. I love that. Now, you know, we also have quite a few people that have written us. And maybe what we'll do is we'll go from the phone line to the written and then back
and
forth. Does that work?
Let's take a look at an email.
All right. So I'm going to read an email. This one came in from India. And hello to all of our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful listeners in India. We are always so proud and honored that you are with us. So let me read you this one. Namaste from India. I would love a reading with Kira. I feel I have very strong goddess Isis energy, and I have created a platform to help Mother Earth and am looking for the co-founder and guidance on how to achieve this. I live in India, and I believe, and I'm paraphrasing for privacy, I believe in India and believe that this person is in the United States, and I also feel he may be a twin flame, and where my logical mind is asking me to ignore this, but I have believed this for over 20 years. Please help and thanks. So, beloved angel, first of all, and I'm not saying her name, but she knows who she is, just for her privacy, and I also paraphrased her email. So, beloved angel of divine light, I want you to bring your hands to your heart as you hear this. And here is the gift, and there's a lot of you, and one of the reasons that this was such an important message to offer to everyone is, I know that there's a lot of you out there that also have this sense of twin flame energy that maybe you've never even met a person or it hasn't been returned. What I want to share with you, first of all, is this person that you believe is your twin flame is radiating towards you the energy of your twin flame. However, I do not see that they are your twin flame. What I see that they are is a public role model that is showing you the attributes of the one who is truly your beloved twin energy. Having said that, the person to assist you with your project does not need to be your twin flame. What I clearly get is that there are actually many who can help you with this project, and that rather than focusing on the one and reaching out to this one, they're saying that there is some type of forum where you can put this project out there and that you will be received. And I don't know anything about technology, but what I do see is your project finding a great audience, and I do see your project growing. So I encourage you, because I suspect that you already know how to do this, rather than focusing on this one person being both your twin flame and the one to help get your project off the ground, you have everything you need. You actually have more resources than you're aware of. Let go of the one, be open to the many, and dive into letting that be known. And this is going to manifest for you, my angel. So thank you for writing us. Namaste, and feel how much we love you.
Many blessings. You know, the technology platform, the social media, et cetera, can offer a service to us as long as we claim mastery of it, as opposed to let it run our lives.
Well, indeed. And, you know, let's jump into a few more of those predictions. And also want to let you guys know, hey, we have an open phone line. Remember, you can call in if you want to jump into that open phone line. I mean, I'm assuming it's still open at this point. And you just have to call 888. 627-6008.
Absolutely. Well, one of the reasons I mentioned about the technologies is that as we are in a year of increasing polarity, it's important to recognize the role that technology has on stimulating polarities.
Yeah.
Polarities are just that. They're two faces, two opposing energies. And if we think of upliftment as an energy, then the opposite would be this retrograde, this regression, repression, a repression of our spirit in favor of safety or perceived safety. So what's coming up in 2016? More polarities, more extreme weather patterns, more extreme political and social issues. And remember, we talked about how the with the crown energies opening, those that are truly committed to a path of self-ascension, a path of upliftment, are receiving guidance, are receiving reassurance. And if you listen to your heart and turn down the TV news, you're going to find that that guidance is filled with peace and love. On the other hand, if the energies of these times have stimulated anxiety in you and you turn on the news, you're going to find plenty of Velcro to pull you away from your heart, to pull you away from your truth. One thing I'd like to suggest you do this year, whenever you find yourselves wanting to take an action or having a reaction, is to ask yourself, where is my heart? And where is the heart of those that I'm responding to? Because we need to, more than ever, remember to stay connected to our heart centers as we make choices, as we post comments on a blog, as we go to the voting booth, whatever action we're taking. It's not done from concept. It's not done from fear. It's done from heart-centered wisdom. And if we follow that, then the turbulence that is upon us in this year will seem more like a distant show rather than a dramatic Velcro moment. And that's really one of the important things to remember, is that oneness is always available. Oneness is always here. What are you focusing on?
Well, not only what are you focusing on, what are you calling into your life as far as your day-to-day experience? Another thing that's going to be happening in 2016 is that you're going to see the release of some new technologies that are quite frankly, let's just say, not life-enhancing, even though they're going to be presented as life-enhancing. Some of these are already being talked about, and there's some that are going to be released, especially late summer 2016, that are going to be heralded as incredibly transformational, when indeed what they're doing is adding to a very large disconnect of humanity and a release of a lot of personal freedoms in the name of technology. This is something to be careful of. There is a beautiful balance of technology. Technology is a blessing in so many levels. And there is also the recognition that we are organic beings. And while you have lots of people out there, I mean, they're talking about putting chips in brains and how to make us more efficient through that. What's important to recognize is that we are organic beings who do not need technology implanted into our beingness to be available to what's happening on the planet right now. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. You have within your soul, within your heart, within your beingness right now, the greatest technology that could ever be. Your I am presence, your ignited soul presence is far more advanced than any machine that could be constructed by humanity. However, if you are unable to ignite that, then of course it's easy to say, put a chip in my brain and stimulate me. And the reality is that when we allow electronics into our physical body, and you're going to start seeing these implantations happening this year, guys, when you allow implantation into your body, you are then disrupting your divine connection and agreeing to be aligned with density. Absolutely, you might have a greater enhanced ability to solve an arithmetic equation. However, the ultimate equation, the equation of your divine ascended being, will forever have a limited ability because of the interruption of the organics. Think about chemtrails, right? A chemtrail interrupts the flow of fresh air. A chemtrail interrupts the flow of what you're breathing into your body. This is the same thing as allowing somebody to implant a chip into your brain or into your form. What you're saying at that point is, I'm surrendering my power. Technology is going to be one of the leading challenges that will come out by the end of 2016. We're also going to see a lot of different countries, especially first world, in quote, countries, demonstrate new technological weapons and create ways to be able to use them. Most of these little mini wars are going to be ways to test technology that they need to see how it works in the field. And so the technological experience of 2016 is going to be one that you don't have to be afraid of and you don't have to be influenced by. The key is to recognize, as I mentioned earlier, you have these two spinning wheels, right? there's either going to be this resurrection energy or this reversing energy. If you hop on the resurrection ride right now, this is going to be an amazing year. I mean, an incredibly amazing year. And I want to emphasize that the only reason we're sharing with you some of the other events that are coming forward is so that when they do, you're not afraid. So that when they do, they don't catch you off guard. You don't think it's the only thing that's going to happen. We're offering this to you to recognize that as much light that is available, we're going to have the balancing energy. And so if you allow yourself to invite in balance, you're going to discover that. And again, once we hit the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about the Matronian star and all of the extraordinary ways that you can fly way up into the ninth dimension. And you know, Sri, maybe before we get to the half point of the show, we should fly over to the phone lines and say hello to some more people.
Well, we'll do that because I like to fly.
Yes, you do. And Sri was a great pilot. I don't know if all of you knew that.
Now I fly in my armchair.
Yes, you do. Regularly.
Well, listen, there's a lot more to share.
A lot more people holding.
Before we do that, let's head to San Francisco. On line one, we have Manuel.
Namaste, Manuel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys. How are you?
Oh, we are delighted to connect with you, Angel.
Yes, I wanted a mini soul reading, but before that, I just really wanted to share that 2015 has definitely had a lot of shifts and a lot of events in my life personally, and I'm finding myself again, and I would like to know if you have any guidance. I have a lot of projects and a lot of things that I want to do, and sometimes I have a hard time getting started, so... Mm-hmm. If there's anything that you would like to share with me, I would truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Manuel. May I ask you a question? Are you in partnership right now?
No, I am not. And that has been another thing.
Oh, I see it. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
That is all around you. You know, it's funny when you talk about that you have projects out there and whatever's going on. Everything around you right now, my angel, is partnership. It's like you've got this partnership energy. It's just all around you. And it's funny, Archangel Michael came in and he's standing right next to you with these beautiful blue eyes. And he's gazing at you and he's saying, "My beloved one, relax. Everything is finding its place. And in its place, everything will unfold effortlessly." And what they're saying is that this is your year to get really stable. By the end of the year, I see you in a seriously stable partnership, deeply in love. I see all of your projects manifesting in the timeline that serves you and the project. The most important thing is take January to really love yourself, get really clear, like, I want to do this. Focus on one thing, and you need to trust that Archangel Michael's got you. He's got your back. And when Michael flies in, it's a done deal. And so prepare to have a beautiful year of stability. And I look forward to talking to you this time next year when you tell me all about your awesome partnership.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I really
you,
appreciate
Mike.
That.
You're welcome. We love you dearly. Namaste.
Namaste, you guys.
Well, you know, one of the things that we have, there's been a phrase that's come out in the past couple of years called the new earth and what is emerging. And people talked about a new earth emerging, with the December 21, 2012 predictions and the energies there. And what we have actually been witnessing is that there is indeed, there was a cauldron of energy bubbling and preparing from 2012 to 2015, and it has taken off now.
Yeah, imagine a rocket ship, you know, because we're in the rocket, guys, and we're just steady. We're just going.
But before we go to our next caller, I just wanted to offer you this thought, this vision. We have at this moment a choice to make. And it's not unusual because every moment is filled with choice opportunities. However, collectively, we have a choice because the earth is twinning. There is a third dimensional earth that is the earth of the old paradigm, the earth of the declining energy, actually, And there is a fifth dimensional Earth.
That is now growing.
And this fifth dimensional Earth is filled with light. It's filled with potential. And the two are somewhat superimposed, meaning if your personal vibration is aligned with fear and struggle and strife and competition, then you will attract to you the forms and forces of the third dimensional experience. If you have anchored yourselves into trust and heart and joy and have spiritual practices that open you to your guides, then you're going to be anchoring with the fifth dimensional experience, and you will attract into your life others who are also holding that frequency. Now, that's just the way it works. I think you can all get that there is great truth in this. Here's the piece I wanted to add in. Some of you, I know a lot of our listeners, we seem to have listeners that are in their 30s and some and a lot in their 60s. And I want to talk to the 60-year-olds for a second. You know,
all right, and I'll start snoring.
But it's appropriate for everybody. The new earth does not mean going back to the farm. The new earth does not mean let's make our granola, put on our Birkenstocks, and drop out. Okay? And yet, you can make your granola.
Oh, you're so old.
And put on your Birkenstocks and separate from 3D issues. And the reason I want to say this is, the new earth is an earth of high frequency love, and where technology will be used to control your greenhouse, to control your climate, to communicate with beings that are in other parts of the world, to do the things, to run your machines. Technology is not your social network nor your divine connection. It is a tool. Whereas I just wanted to give you the positioning here, because as we move into the new Eden, as we move into the new Earth, there are new technologies coming that are not electronic. And this was the piece that I wanted to kind of plant the seed in your consciousness. There are ways to control weather with pyramids and spinning pyramids. There are ways to control moisture content with Merkabas and spinning Merkabas. There are all kinds of fifth and higher dimensional quote-unquote technologies, which are everyday realities once your consciousness aligns with these frequencies.
And, you know, I have to jump in, and not one of them needs to be implanted in your skin.
Not one of them, because you are perfect as is. And as your vibrational rate lifts, as you open to your guidance, the entire wisdom of the universe comes online.
Woo-hoo! I am so as cool
we're able
that.
To, as we're able to receive and digest. So that's my definition of technology. It isn't computer-based. It's cosmos-based.
Well, thank you, Grandpa. We like that. That was a great little yarn. We loved it.
Now, with that said, we're going to come back to the phone lines, but I just wanted to give you a reframe of what is the new earth.
I love it.
It's not the old earth recycled. It is a new earth. And many times people sit there with this anxiety because they say, I can't see my way to the future. I can't see, or I really don't understand. How are we going to solve the problems? And beloved ones, problems can't be solved from the level of consciousness that created them. So stop talking about it and start loving yourself.
And just start living, right?
And start living.
That's the blessing. And we're going to start really diving into the Metronian star information. But, you know, we have jammed phone lines. Should we take
a
few more people?
We're going to do it. We're going to go to California again and say hi to Laura, who's online too.
Namaste, Laura. Welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Woo. I'm so happy. Woo. I didn't even hope to be online today, but it's amazing how the synchronicity. I was prepared to ask you exactly what you said about the influence of technology, because I'm so like freak out of this technical influences that I feel from some extraterrestrial being, something. I do perceive it, and I'm some kind involved. You know, I do meditation every day and all kinds, and I can feel like my consciousness is monitored by another beings, by another technologies, like some kind of plasma or something. It's like I don't feel this direct contact with God like I used to. And I'm not afraid about it, but I'm upset, like, somehow. I don't know how to tell you. I don't know what to do. And because I like to meditate, I like God. God is the most viable, you know, this connection with God for me is the best guidance I ever have had. And I feel it's not, if something is going to be altered or something. So I was thinking about a reading for myself, and I do have like two guides, spiritual guides for years, and I feel some kind of, like, everything falls apart and I don't know what direction to go, what to do.
Well, Angel, I am so...
some other country.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just jump in because I see your energy field. I am feeling you, and I'm really enjoying everything that you shared. And thank you so much for sharing it. First of all, absolutely. Meditation is your beautiful, straight, divine connection. One of the things that I was clearly being shown was that you have this ring of ascended masters around you. And lately, excuse me, you've been connecting with some new ones that are offering you a way to expand. And I would not be afraid of it. Instead, it would be more questioning, like, show me what I need to see. Help me see my way to God. Show me what is happening. Because you're actually expanding. You're actually becoming more of a master than you've ever been. And through that connection, all of the answers, all of the other things you started asking me are going to be found in your meditation very, very clearly. I'm kind of smiling because you have such a huge radiance. I mean, you have such a huge radiance that you're a magnet. So like everything wants a piece of your light, you know, you're like magnet. So the key is to remember this. You are the custodian of your light. You have the power to live through it. You have the power to do it. You are the custodian of your light. And go back deep into that meditation with this very strong, I am the custodian of my light, and ask directly for the messages to be revealed. And it's going to be incredible. It's like a whole new level for you. So I'm so glad you called. Thank you, my love. Namaste.
Thank you so much. All the very best for you.
You're so welcome. Namaste. Bye-bye. You know, Sri, let's just jump right up to Canada again.
All righty. Listen, we have another caller standing by on line 3, and we'll say hi to Jennifer.
Namaste, Jennifer. Happy New Year. All right.
All right, Jennifer.
Let's go to Arizona.
Let's go.
From Canada to Arizona. So let's go down to Arizona and say hi to Heather. Namaste, Heather.
Namaste.
Hi, Angel. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I was looking for a little bit of guidance. My hip and my low back kind of went out after I had a deep meditation where my kundalini started rising and I saw a white dragon appear. Mm-hmm. It kind of shocked me. And then it put my, where that white dragon was is where the hip kind of has gone out. And this is just recent, within the last week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want you to take a deep breath if you can, as comfortably as you can. I want you to take in a deep breath as comfortably as you can. And if you can, I'd like you to place one hand on your heart. And I am doing this with you, Heather. I want you to place one hand on your heart. And if you can, put the other hand down on that hip. Or if you can, twist it around to the back. And if that's too uncomfortable, don't worry about it. I'm actually there. I put my other hand down there on that back. One hand on the heart, one hand down on the back. Okay? Close your eyes if it's safe to do so. And I want you to just receive and hear this message. My beloved one, I am here to support you, not to harm you. There is nothing to fear, for you have opened the gateway to your divine presence. Soon this will pass, and the new way of being will be effortless, and you will stride with great joy. In this moment, feel the light of divine healing enter into thy system. Feel this washing through thee, and breathe in this love. And as you are able to dive into water, sit in water, or be in water, feel my presence again. My name is Raphael. I come to you with the divine presence of the archangelic realm, and today is your day of freedom. Fear not, fear not, fear not. And I want you to take in a very deep breath. And Archangel Raphael is literally like wrapping his arms around you right now. And I'm watching him, and it's like he's standing behind you, and he's wrapping his arms around you, and he's like pulling into your chest. And I'm watching all of your energy expel, expand, free, 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 free. I'm just watching it get free, 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 free. And he's saying, ooh, and I'm covered with chills, and now I'm spinning. You are receiving a very powerful healing, and that normally does not happen on the air in this show. I have tears in my eyes for you. I want you to breathe. I want you to smile. I want you to go drink some water, and I want you to trust the energy that has just poured into you. He's telling me within 3 days there will be complete restoration. So be gentle, stay in water, use water, and over the next 3 days, smile at, it's almost like a whole new you is birthing. And so it is, my love. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, my angel. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. So, you know, we see that Jennifer came back from Canada. We're going to take her in just a minute. But before we do...
So hold on, Jennifer.
Stand by. I just want to come back again to what we were talking about, because there's a madness in my method. And that is, remember this understanding of the third dimensional Earth superimposed over the fifth dimensional Earth, or vice versa, meaning you have to make a clear choice of where are you going to locate yourself. It isn't a physical space, it's a state of being. And everybody that's been calling today is exemplifying some of the transitional things that happen as we are aligning with the ascension frequencies. We tend to have our life shook up a little bit. We tend to have a different sense of time and timing. We find our passion is ignited, yet at other times we find ourselves disconnected from resources. And so one of the things that I want to remind us is that what is essential is to stay connected to the light of the cosmos. And this means the sun energy and the moon energy.
And as you do, you'll discover the Matronian star, which we promised to talk about. And so we're going to go ahead. Let's quick say hi to Jennifer.
Okay.
So we're back up in Canada. Hi there, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Hello, you beautiful beings. Happy, healthy New Year to you all.
And to you, my beloved angel. I'm so glad you called back.
I know I got disconnected. I'm glad I reconnected with you. There's just so much going on, and I feel like I'm on the center of the fence in the comfortable void of all the crazy energy stirring about up and down, left and right. But my thing right now is that I'm having a craving for dating again, and it's a very odd little bunch of energy there. And it's funny because now I'm getting back in touch with my ego, my earthbound ego. And it's a totally different experience that I feel like a kid in high school again. However, it's a very, I feel very protective of the work that, the person that I have grown into in mind, body, spirit, and that heart center. And it's, do you have any advice for that? Because I want to go there and I don't want to go there. I'd like to have
I hear you, Angel. And I have to admit, I have like this Cheshire Cat grin on my face because I'm so connected with you right now. And thank you so much for inviting me to be connected with you right now, because I get it. Oh my God, I get it. Here it is. And this isn't advice so much as exactly what all these beautiful beings of light around you are saying. They're saying, sit down, light a white candle, pick up a pen, only they're being very specific. It has to be a beautiful pen. So pick up a beautiful pen and a journal or a piece of paper. And they said, and write to your beloved. Write exactly everything you would want to say to the person that would be your beloved. And then the energy of the dating will carry the energy of the divine and the recognition and the dance. And they keep talking about the divine Leela will be a blessing. It will be fun. It won't be that long lived because right around the corner, you've got that other one waiting, quite frankly. So be careful what you ask for, Jennifer. It's right around the corner. And but sit down and do this writing and invite all of these beautiful ones that are around you to come through you as you do the writing. And you're going to find the way to navigate this and you're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. So the other thing they want you to hear is no compromises. Make very sure that part of your writing is it's important to me that you are bop, 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 whatever that means for you. And then don't compromise and enjoy the ride. And so it is. There's a lot of beings out there very happy you're stepping back in.
I love you so much.
And we love you, my angel. Namaste. Have a beautiful year. I know you will.
You too.
Well, as
thanks, honey. Bye bye.
As we move into ever more fully into 2016, it's important that we talk a little bit about this Metronian star energy. Now, remember, we talked about the exploded crown and this portal of ninth dimensional energy.
And I asked you to put your hands on your head. And so the reason I asked you to do that earlier in the show is when you put your hands up there by your ears and you formed that pyramid, it's right at the top of that pyramid that your personal Metronian star is opening, okay? So you can see, and what as Sri was just mentioning, this Metronian star is the gateway to the ninth dimension. So as Sri mentioned earlier, we have this twinning earth, right? We have the third dimensional energy, which is actually getting very attached and very cramped and dark and repetitive.
Repetition of dogma and fear and warring and all
very
that.
Very root chakra. I mean, the fact that you see someone like a Trump in the United States gaining ground tells you how root chakra it's becoming. So it's root chakra. It's primary energies. It's very, very, very root energy. However, in that fifth dimensional planet or that fifth dimensional Earth experience, it's opened the Metronian star as well. And the Metronian star opening means that the portal to the ninth dimension is now liberated. Now, this is huge because you have so many beings that were just accepting the fifth dimension. And so now that we're just accepting the fifth dimension, the portal to the ninth has opened, which means time is going to become ever more irrelevant. This is a five-pointed star. And really, if you have not watched our YouTube video for the new year, we just posted it. Get to YouTube. Our channel is Official Sri and Kira. Go there and watch this video. And as you watch that video, you'll see a lot more and hear about that. However, a few other details we want to offer you is that the Metronian star is a five-pointed star. It's a beautiful golden radiation. Each point has a specific energy. The top point of the Metronian star radiates the energy of I am, and that's the energy of January 2016. And as the star begins to gently rotate on its axis, each one of those points will have an ever more powerful radiation over the next 5 months. January, I am. February, March, April, May. And we're just going to give these to you 1 month at a time because it's important just to stay focused on that month's radiation. And the I am means I am supported. I am love. I am peace. I am joy. I am the miracle presence in action. All of those recognitions are your gateway into the portal of the ninth dimension. Now, for that third dimension, everything shows up in its opposite. So if you take the five-pointed star and you flip it upside down, you wind up with the inverted pentagram. Now, I want you to hear this because we want you to hear this in the intention it's meant. We are not saying the pentagram is a bad symbol. As a matter of fact, in its purity, the pentagram is actually a very beautiful energy.
No, it's a form of sacred geometry.
Absolutely.
And offers a power, actually.
A real power. But when it's flipped upside down, it's often been misinterpreted and used often in satanic rituals, or people who are seeking to harness negative energy or create negative
influence
things
over others.
And so as beautiful and brilliant as the five-pointed golden Metronian star is that has opened this ninth dimensional portal in the fifth dimensional experience, you have the inverted pentagram that is now trying to influence the energy of the density. And when you have a society in fear, and when the planetary thought body says, be afraid, and when the root center, remember, basic, we're talking really basic root center energies. The basic energies of the root, the first chakra, are what? Safety. I need to feel safe. I'm feeling unsafe. It's all about me. Very egocentric. It's about me and mine. It's about being safe. It's about the basics. We're talking food, shelter, basic stuff. And so when that energy is hitting fear and the planetary thought body is being spun by the inversion of the Metronian star, you have a recipe for, let's just say, uprising. You know, just today, January 3, in Oregon, in the United States, you had a group of people literally take over, go in, mob, and take over a federal building in the name of the people. And this is the first you're going to see of what are going to feel like these acts of civil disobedience that are going to become root-centered and angry versus love-centered and uplifting. And this is why, as we move forward in this time, Sri and I really invite you to learn more about passionate action. When we can harness the love of our divine nature, when we can lift into our self-ascended presence, when we can acknowledge that we are here, each one as another, to witness the divine in all, then we can take passionate action into the world, which comes from the space of peace, love, and joy that can only be discovered when we trust the universe, when we absolutely know that we are in divine flow and that we are being supported, versus activism, which is based upon an anger and fear. It's a rejection of something that is happening, often well-intended, but it harnesses the energy of anger, thereby often inspiring a greater anger amongst that which you feel you are rebelling against. This more than ever, especially with the rise of the Kali Yuga and the rich energy. We're in, you know, many people say we're at the end of the Kali Yuga. We're actually kind of in the peaking of the Kali Yuga, which is when that which is true will be perceived as a lie. That which is love will be seen as the opposite. That which will be repelled. It will be very hard to carry the truth in this time because things have been so twisted and manipulated. So the opening of the Metronian star is a gateway to freedom. It's a gateway to divine freedom if you allow yourself to be in the moment of thank you. Thank you for me being alive at this moment in history. Thank you for me being here right now to do something about this versus I am so angry, I am so angry, I am so disgusted, will only lead you into the attachment of the third dimension. And we appreciate you allowing us to have our little tirade there because it's that important. This five-month window is huge. This five-month window is profound. We are at important times. You have the ability to have an amazing journey right now. You are amazing, or you wouldn't be listening right now because we have the best listeners in the world.
We do indeed. And for those of you that have been standing by on the phone lines, please
call next week.
Call next week or send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com and we will be sure to get you on the air via the email. And for all of you listening right now, it's time to remember that you are indeed a divine being and the I am energy is that alignment. Move forward with that I am presence this month.
And before we hang up today, we want to end today's show with the mantra of self-ascension, especially since this is a month of I am presence. So bring your hand to your heart and we're going to walk you out with a mantra of self-ascension this week.
It begins, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
And until we have the blessing of connecting with you again next week live, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.